Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are going to get to some medical headlines. We're also going to get to your calls and your questions. But, you know, obviously we cannot look past and, you know, what's been going on in Ukraine. Apparently casualties are rising. We're hearing casualties on all sides. And, you know, the pictures that are coming out are just absolutely, they're horrible. And we're frustrated as Americans because we want to do more. And even though Americans are split, and I've been talking to many of you, and some of you are like, we need to just go in there, you know, and bomb Putin's forces. Some of you are like, no, we stay out of it, and we let them, you know, figure this out. And it's, I don't think either, you know, right now is something that's very realistic for you or I. You know, I mean, I can't, well, I mean, I could join the military, but I mean, I want to do something now. I think a lot of us are feeling the stress. A lot of us are feeling the pressure on what we could do. And as I said yesterday, we have to be very, very careful with what we see in the news, because you have, you know, some outlets, you know, acting like, oh, the Ukrainians got this. You know, they're making it a story. They're almost making it a production, you know, and then, and, you know, you're having Ukrainians going, okay, we need help. I mean, don't be, you know, I mean, this is a big country coming after us. Not to mention, you have a whole slew of opinions of the people that are there, that are stuck there, that can't get out, you know, and the majority, to me, the consensus I've seen is, you know, yeah, they're putting up the biggest fight, and Ukrainians are tough. They're probably some of the toughest people on this planet. But that doesn't mean they are going to be able to hold out longer than Russian forces. So you and I, and I think everybody else that's kind of watching this, feel like we need to do something. And there are things you could do and not feel like you're, let's say, you know, taking the side of, you know, Hawk or Dove or I mean, you know, that's why I'm a big fan of the Red Cross. I reached out to the Red Cross. I'm starting a fundraiser because the American Red Cross and obviously the Ukrainian Red Cross and then the International Society of Red Cross, they are able to, you know, help the victims. And Red Cross is there for any victim, any child, you know, so any displaced citizen, refugee. And so for those of you that are like, okay, well, gosh, you know, what can I do? Well, obviously there's, and we spoke about this, there's multiple entities that could use your, you know, use some donations, and I have other options too for you. But for those of you that have, you know, $5 burning a hole in your pocket, $5, $2, anything, you know, please, visit some of these sites and see which cause you want to help with more. I have on my Facebook and Twitter, the American Cross and Ukrainian Red Cross fundraiser going on. There's also UNICEF. UNICEF has been also trucking water to conflicted areas. So in addition to all their humanitarian efforts, these people need water. You know, there are things that, you know, we might not even think about. We're like, well, we got to get them water. We got to get them clothes. We got to get them food. You know, luckily these other charities and organizations, they've been through this before. All they do is disaster help. So they, you know, sometimes giving them funds is allowing them to do their efforts. Global Giving has a Ukraine Crisis Relief Fund. The Salvation Army is accepting donations as well. Like I said, I chose Red Cross because I work with Red Cross. There is the Ukrainian Red Cross. I couldn't link the Ukrainian Red Cross to the fundraiser, and the American Red Cross is giving them money. Obviously, they're the same. So that's why I chose them to for the fundraiser, because I want to help them all, but I picked, you know, one of the ones that was most accessible on Facebook for social media. Now, let's say you don't have $5 burning in your pocket. You've just been dealing with COVID. You know, your business might be in shambles. Everything that's been going on. I mean, then you could also help just by word of mouth. You know, spread the word. If you do see, you know, somebody working to collect items or collect, you being there to spread the word, you know, people feel like, okay, you know, well, if I'm not, you know, donating money, I'm not helping. Imagine you spreading the word and then five people end up donating money. That did more than your donation. So I think, you know, those of us Americans that are like, look, you know, we feel like we have to do something and it's very stressful. That's probably one of the most psychologically healthy things you could do is, you know, kind of, you know, get your skin in the game. And if you yourself aren't, you know, in the military and you don't, you know, obviously you don't, might not know where to volunteer, there are so many things you could do. They might sound small, but they're huge. And so if there is something going on online that you are a fan of, share it, spread the word, because that is very helpful. Another thing is blood. I mean, I'm hopefully going to see if my anemia has corrected from my surgery, because, man, I like donating 3-4 times a year. The blood product is huge. You have to remember that these refugees that were displaced, many of them were, you know, receiving regular medical care. And now that's been displaced. So not to mention war injuries and you know, issues that the soldiers are dealing with. But people who have current medical conditions now are displaced and needing to go to Poland or Romania or other surrounding countries to be able to get help. And the Ukrainian Red Cross and these charities and organizations that have been there to collect blood on a regular basis, many Ukrainians don't have the ability to now stop, find a site to do that. They're fleeing. They're in shelters. So if you want to help, you know, and you don't have money, totally understandable, maybe you could donate blood. If you donate blood to Vitalant or Red Cross, any of the extra blood that they've been shipping out, that will replace it'll replace a pint that needs to be used either at home or overseas. So there's always things you could do. What if you had reached out, say you got clothes, you got extra clothes, where could you send them? We don't know where in the Ukraine or Poland or surrounding countries are going to accept that. But again, if you send to your local Salvation Army or donation center, that helps them ship it out or the local need. 1-877-DOCTALLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So Michael in Las Vegas, Nevada, wanted me to comment on the money we've been spending for COVID and why the government is asking for more. So what he's alluding to is, remember yesterday I told you how Biden, after his State of the Union address, or in his State of the Union address, said they were going to do the test to treat, where with COVID you would go to a pharmacy, hopefully get tested for COVID. If you're positive for COVID, then be able to get the medication, and it would be covered for free. But they need more funding for this, and they're going to be probably asking for more funding. So it's a very interesting question Michael brings up in terms of how much money has been spent. I had to look it up, of course, because I just don't know. I mean, my answer is trillions. Okay, I think they have spent trillions. How much in trillions? I don't know. But there is a website says usaspending.gov, and it looks at the federal response to COVID-19. And they say in early 2020, the U.S. Congress appropriated funds in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. These funds were made possible through the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, which is called the CARES Act, and other supplemental legislation. In March of 2021, additional funds were appropriated through the American Rescue Plan Act. And so I guess they're saying overall, $3.6 trillion went out in total outlays, $4.6 trillion in total budgetary resource, $4.1 trillion in total obligation. And you guys might know more about that, but I guess the Department of the Treasury had $1.57 billion in their, I guess, budget. The Small Business Administration spent about $1 trillion. Department of Labor, $724 billion. It's a lot of money. Department of Health and Human Services got about $486 billion or spent that much. Department of Education, $300 billion. Department of Agriculture, $183 billion. Department of Transportation, $106 billion. Homeland Security, Veterans Affairs, Department of Housing and Urban Development. So a lot of agencies, I guess, and again, I can't really comment on what was, you know, what this all was spent on, but this is according to the USAspending.gov. They said this is the total amount of COVID-19 funding broken down by categories. The agencies who are authorizing the funds to be spent, the federal accounts from which the agencies authorize spending, and then the object classes. So they really break it down into, you know, contractual services and supplies, grants and fixed charges, personnel compensation and benefits, about $8 billion was spent on that. And so, you know, when you look at per state, which states spent more, obviously the more populous states, New York, California, Texas, Florida, Minnesota, apparently had a lot more spending than Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota. So, you know, how do we get more money? I mean, where is this money coming from? Well, it looks like there is going to be a little bit of budgeting done, according to the government. One of the headlines we have now is the CDC is no longer recommending universal contract tracing and case investigation. Now, some of you are like, they've been doing that this whole time. Well, with COVID, I guess they have. I mean, that helps with the new variants. But with Omicron, I mean, are they really contact tracing now? See, contact tracing is where, all right, let's say Ebola is in this country, God forbid, and somebody has Ebola, and you're like, whoa, all right, who's in your family? Okay, well, then you go and you test the family or you quarantine the family. Now, who did you talk to? Who did you hang out with? Well, I went to work. Okay, well, then they have to talk to those people at work. Well, I hung out. I went on a date. And then, okay, you hung out with your date. Who did your date then talk to? Where does she work or he work? You know, and so you contact tracing is you basically follow everybody that person touched or was around, and then you follow those people based on who they were around or touched. And so if we do get Ebola or we get a very rare illness, and we're going to be talking about something that was a very rare bacteria that apparently killed some people. It was in an aroma therapy spray that was sold at Walmart. We'll talk about that, already recalled. But, you know, when you do have something rare, unique like that, you need to find contacts. Well, early on in the pandemic, even before it became a pandemic, at the epidemic stage, they contact traced. And then, even when we were in pandemic, once it's pandemic, it's really hard to isolate everybody. You know, all you could kind of do is mitigate what's going on. But you would get alerts from health departments saying a contact of yours had COVID, you've possibly been exposed, now you need to get tested or you need to be quarantined. And so that's kind of why the whole country shut down, because they're like, you know what, we'll just make it easy on everybody to quarantine. And then did it help? No, because we still had COVID. We still had waves of COVID. Then Omicron came, everybody got that, and, you know, so people are very, very kind of fatigued by it. But apparently the CDC has been contact tracing this whole time. Now, they will still contact trace, and I'm assuming especially for variants of concern and new variants, but rather than just, all right, if you have COVID, we're going to have the health department reach out to everybody. And I think another reason for it is because, you know, many people aren't even listening to those. You know how many people would say, you know what, I'm not going to take my phone to work because if I get an alert, then I have to isolate. I mean, it was just too much of a task, especially since people who didn't have COVID were spreading it. You know, people could have been exposed and didn't know it. And so I think as the science evolved, we realized that when it came to COVID, a lot of what we would use with Ebola or Zika or whatever, it may not parallel, and it might not be as realistic. So the agency said state, tribal, local, and territorial health departments are going to prioritize specific settings and groups at increased risk. The updated guidance said those institutions should focus their efforts on promoting proven prevention strategies and reduce transmission of COVID-19 in the community. It costs money for them to all day long try to get a hold of people who you were exposed to. I mean, with Omicron, it was kind of easy. Everybody just told everybody, I got Omicron. Everyone's like, yeah, we've all been exposed. It's all, I mean, in Vegas, it almost seemed like, you know, everybody in Vegas that I knew seemed to get it. And so, you know, there was really no point in contact tracing because, you know, once we all realized that vaccine or not, mask or not, you're probably going to get this one, I think people relaxed a little bit and were like, okay, look, if it comes, I'm not going to freak out. But they said health departments should consult with schools, businesses, organizations that provide essential services to help them implement appropriate COVID-19 prevention measures, support public health education, offer COVID-19 vaccinations, and have the authority to determine how case investigation and contact tracing should be implemented locally. So to answer Michael's question, we're spending a crap load of money. Okay, that's, yeah. And we are going to continue to spend a lot of money. Why? One of you had asked why is COVID, you know, and COVID prevention strategies still a priority when everybody got it? Well, the natural immunity is not as strong as we hoped it would be. It's strong, but when people who had Delta turned around and got Omicron, it really schooled us on what our artificial vaccine, our artificial immunity from vaccines and our natural immunity from being infected really provide in terms of support. So we kind of got schooled on, you know what, you could still get this. You're not going to be immune. They made it sound like for a year that we'll be immune. Well, no. I think we learned with COVID, you might not ever be officially immune. But the other reason why, though, they still have to spend the time to spend the money is COVID is still causing a lot of deaths, causing a lot of hospitalizations. We still have people that are being consumed by this. So it's still a public health threat. Omicron was milder. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. But still put people in the hospital. Vaccinated, unvaccinated. You know, we still have people vaccinated dying of COVID. So, you know, as we caution you on diabetes and high blood pressure and stroke and all the other, you know, conditions out there, COVID is going to be part of it. You know, whether I agree with being in a small bomb shelter needing to social distance, I with everything going on, I just don't know how realistic that's going to be. But in terms of, you know, them still, you know, treating it like a public health crisis, you know, as long as they don't do mandates, I'm fine with it. 1-877-DR-SALLY.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The numbers continue to grow as more than 1 million people have now fled Ukraine in a rapid exodus as Russia's military bombarded key cities across the country in an effort to overcome resistance to their invasion. The conflict has fueled growing humanitarian crises across Europe and left those who remain in Ukraine facing intensifying assault from the air and the ground. However, the miles-long Russian military convoy threatening the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv has made very little progress over the last 3 days. The CDC is no longer recommending contact tracing to contain coronavirus. Instead, it's pushing health departments to focus on high-risk settings like long-term care facilities, jails, and shelters. This comes as new cases and hospitalizations continue to fall throughout the nation. More than 20 states still have contact tracing programs, but experts say it's no longer effective as more people test at home and don't report results. This is USA Radio News. Auto accidents are on the rise, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Early data from the National Safety Council says traffic deaths were up by 9% last year in the United States compared to 2020. The report saying more than 46,000 people died in motor vehicle-related incidents last year, and the group's president and CEO describing it as yet another wake-up call for this country.
A judge has rejected an effort by New York's Attorney General to put the National Rifle Association out of business, but will allow her lawsuit accusing top executives of illegally diverting tens of millions of dollars from the powerful gun advocacy organization to proceed. Manhattan Judge Joel Cohen said allegations of NRA officials misspending on personal trips, no-show contracts, and other questionable expenditures can be addressed by other remedies such as fines and restitution and do not warrant the corporate death penalty that Attorney General Letitia James has sought. The weekend is almost here, and this is USA Radio News.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a common question we get is how to stave off dementia. Well, we've talked about heart disease, we've talked about diabetes, we've talked about staying active, keeping your weight down. But a big thing we've mentioned, and I don't think we can mention enough, is keep up on your hearing. Apparently there's a big relationship with hearing loss and dementia. And today is World Hearing Day. Ooh. So joining us next to talk about what we could do in terms of our hearing health is Dr. Thomas Powers, Managing Member of Powers Consulting, and Kate Carr, President of the Hearing Industries Association. Dr. Powers, Kate, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us on.
Wow, wow. So, you know, hearing, I grew up in the 80s. So, I mean, my hearing is shot. You know, I listen to so much. I know I'm due for hearing aids, But they're expensive, and the access has been tough. There's been some new developments, though, on that. Dr. Powers, talk to us about hearing aids and the access that is starting to increase with those.
Yeah, we're seeing the FDA some rules that later this year will make hearing for the audiologists.
Okay. Dr. Powers, we're losing you a little bit. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay, go ahead. Okay, so you were saying that the FDA has been proposing some rules now, right?
Yeah, they're proposing some rules. They've issued a proposal. There's been comments on that proposal, and we expect them to finalize that rule later this year that will allow hearing aids to be sold to adults over 18 with mild to moderate hearing loss, and we expect those again later this year. Currently, you still need to see a professional, audiologist, an ear, nose, and throat physician, or a hearing instrument specialist to obtain devices, which will be called prescriptive in the new rules, and then over-the-counter self-fit device.
Exactly, yeah, because you do need to. I wish it was so simple as, like, readers, you know, getting our reading glasses, but there is an art to it, you know?
Correct. And, you know, part of what happens is when you go see a hearing professional, which certainly we recommend whichever way you're going to think about going, even when OTCs become available, knowing what your hearing loss is, making sure that it isn't just earwax in your ear, and that taking that out will give you your hearing back. You may have a hearing loss. You may have a medical issue, too, that you need to see an ear, nose, and throat physician. But whichever way you go, having that test done so you know what your options are is really a very important part of the process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, Kate could probably, talk about this. I mean, I noticed, like, with my husband, you know, he's starting to say, what, huh? I don't want to repeat myself. So I'm like, forget it. And then you just talk to them less, although he probably welcomes me talking to him less. But you start to, within the families and the inner workings, you start to have more isolation because, you know, people can't hear. They're like, you know what, I can't hear what you said anyway. Uh-huh, yeah, whatever. You know, Kate, you are, you know, president of Hearing Industries Association. You probably see the gamut of things that affect people when it comes to their hearing.
We certainly do. And, you know, I think almost everybody has a member of the family, much as you described with your husband. I can remember when it was my dad, or now it's my brothers. But you mentioned a point about cost. And one of the things I want to be sure your listeners understand is that even today, as we wait for over-the-counter hearing aids, which will eliminate the cost of a hearing care professional and just the cost of the device, today you can get a hearing aid complete with the services of a hearing care professional that can be a little over $1,000. And think about that as a 5-year investment. It really, if you break it down over the years, it's not as bad. I know it sounds like a big number, and hearing aids can certainly cost more, but you can get a quality product that has streaming, that has rechargeability, that has a variety of features that can connect to an app so that you're connected from your cell phone to your hearing aid. And the technology and sound quality is excellent. So different variety of devices, different style of devices in the ear, behind the ear, lots of options available today. Today you do need to see a hearing care professional either through telehealth or in person to get a hearing aid, and soon you'll be able to figure out an ability to do it yourself. But we do advise seeing a hearing care professional.
It is, and it's. I love that you brought that up because I mean, I have missed out on I don't know how many conversations, probably some of them vital, and because I can't hear. And I mean, I have the cocktail party effect where the speech discrimination is tough when there's other people. In a sound booth, I hear beautifully. I can hear you guys perfect. But if I'm around other people, or if I'm teaching students and they're talking and I'm like one at a time. And so, you know, life is too short for us to wait. Now, by the way, it used to be a lot more expensive, so the prices are going down. But it is something to kind of think about in terms of, you know, waiting for Medicare to pay for this or waiting for insurance to pay for it. I mean, we don't have time to wait. You know, life is too short, and for us to, you know, be disabled without hearing is you know, it's a decision you have to make. you know, Dr. Powers, you have been an advocate for the health industry. How are things moving in terms of reimbursement for these things from an insurance standpoint? Dr. Powers,
I'm wondering if Tom is back.
I'm here. Reimbursement is complicated in most of healthcare, and certainly hearing is not is the same. Medicare at present does not cover them. There was discussion of that in this past Congress. Medicare Advantage programs, on the other hand, which a significant number of people within the Medicare system have coverage or benefits within Medicare Advantage, you know, over 80% off, 90% offer some type of program. If you're a veteran, you probably are entitled to free hearing aids as a veteran. And a lot of private insurances are beginning to provide some degree of coverage. It may not be complete coverage, but some coverage for devices, and as well as other programs, you know, within the states, you know, for vocational rehab and other kinds of programs. So there are options out there. You can certainly talk to your hearing professional. They're usually aware of what those are. So once you know, again, what your hearing loss is, they can help you in that regard. And so we'll see when, again, later this year, OTC comes and people can take advantage of that channel, or that, you know, way of getting devices.
Absolutely. And how can my listeners find out more information or help both your organizations and all the great work you guys have been doing?
You can visit our website at betterhearing.org, and it'll have a lot of information on hearing health, brain health, how to find a professional, information about the technology that's available today, information about kids with hearing loss, or you can follow us on Facebook, which is Better Hearing HIA, and again, our website is betterhearing.org.
Fantastic. And in the last minute, is there anything you want our listeners to know when it comes to, you know, their hearing and getting care for that?
The first step to better hearing is to see a hearing care professional. And that's something that we should build into our medical checkup routines. If you're 50, Amen. 55 or older, do it every year or every other year.
Amen. Absolutely. And I think that's the most important part, is know what it is. You know, we don't have an easy number like we do blood pressure or some other things, but know what your hearing loss is, and then you'll be able to figure out what help you need and where you can get it.
Fantastic. Betterhearing.org. We really, really appreciate you, Dr. Powers, Kate, for joining us. Can't wait to have you back, and happy World Hearing Day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, we don't talk a lot about aromatherapy.
We have.
I think it's cool. I love holistic, alternative, treatments, adjuncts. You know, even though I'm an MD, I'm an allopathic doctor, I do not think anybody in a medical profession should think that their path of medicine is the only one out there. And in fact, in a lot of MD programs, they are teaching their students more about other things that are out there that can enhance somebody's health and be a part of one's medical treatment. We aren't going to treat breast cancer now, or melanoma, with aromatherapy, But, you know, we will still obviously implement regular medical protocols. If not, we lose our license. We get in a lot of trouble. But most doctors are very open to, you know, having these other, you know, these other tools that can, you know, promote health. As you know, I'm a big fan of chiropractic. I'm married to a chiropractor. An MD and a chiropractor, you know, one of us should have just become a DO, a doctor of osteopathy, but we work together great, and I work with physical therapists, nutritionists, homeopaths, acupuncturists. So aromatherapy, what's fascinating about that is they use natural plant extracts in a health regimen. And sometimes they call it essential oils. And so aromatherapy uses aromatic essential oils to improve the health of the body, mind, spirit. It's supposed to help not only physical, but emotional. And this has been around, centuries. China, India, Egypt, using plants, resins, balms, oils has been something that has been around, and in fact, that was the mainstay of medical treatment. You know, I mean, somebody can argue when you take an aloe plant, crack it open to apply it to your burn, you know, that's you using, you know, essential oils, plant extracts to promote hearing or aromatherapy. They say, according to Healthline, essential oils distillation is attributed to the Persians in the 10th century. Even though they think the practice was long in use prior to that. And so then they learned how to distill it more. Germany was for centuries very advanced in terms of medicine and in terms of instruments. And so they published how to distill essential oils. And French physicians in the 19th century recognized the potential. And then medical doctors became more open to it by the 19th century. Botanicals, things like that. And then aromatherapy, I guess, was coined by a French perfumer and chemist, René Maurice Gaté-Fossé. And it was in a book that he wrote and published in 1937. And he had previously discovered the healing potential of lavender in treating burns. And so, you know, we're surrounded by pharmaceuticals. But we're also surrounded by plants, and we're surrounded by a lot of things in nature. The only thing is I mean, they have to be, you know, studied. They have to be understood, the risks. We have to make sure it doesn't interfere with the medication that you're on. So it's not as simple as, okay, go get some plants and rub them on you. Smelling them seems to help a lot of the emotional, you know, well-being. You know, you want to get your kid to relax, a lavender bath. The lavender, the smell, it being in the bath seems to help. I mean, imagine, you know, if more people did that rather than having to hit the sleeping medications. So there's diffusers, aromatic spritzers, inhalers, bathing salts, body oils, creams, lotions, facial steamers, hot and cold compresses, clay masks. There's tons. So there's a whole bunch of different ways for you to do it. And so the benefits that have been touted. We don't have a lot of science in terms of, you know, distinct, okay, you use this particular vial or you do this. But many people have said that their aromatherapy helps them manage pain, improve their sleep, reduce stress and anxiety, help their joints, their headaches, their migraines, alleviate chemotherapy side effects. Many use it as they struggle through labor. A lot of people claim that their aromatherapy is helping them fight bacteria, viruses, fungi. A lot of my patients, not my personal patients, but patients calling in to the telemedicine, had said that they were using essential oils to fight COVID. Now, luckily they had mild COVID. This is nothing the CDC or FDA would recommend, but we're seeing people do that as well. Again, we need more studies. Helping digestion, boosting immunity, things like that. We don't have a lot of research. Some people claim it helps Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease. We just don't have that research. So, you know, there's definitely a role, and it's fascinating. There's, according to the National Association for Holistic Aromatherapy, There's cypress, eucalyptus, fennel, geranium, ginger, clary sage, a lavender, lemon, lemongrass, mandarin, patchouli, peppermint, rose, rosemary, tea tree. Tea tree's huge. People use tea tree oil all the time. I would though caution those of you that might be more sensitive. We do have people that have reactions, and so the helpline suggests to use a carrier oil to dilute the oils. Do a skin patch test before using them. When you do a skin patch test, it's not just a second before you decide to use it. It's using it a couple days before and seeing if you react, because sometimes you could have a delayed hypersensitivity reaction. And then if you have asthma, headaches, sometimes we have people report that actually that made that worse. So they say to please use caution if you have hay fever, asthma, epilepsy, high blood pressure even, eczema, and psoriasis, because it might interfere with some of your current treatments. They also recommend you got to be careful when you go out in the sun, because there could be some sun sensitivity. Well, now there's an additional warning. You got to be careful with some of the products that are out there, because apparently two people died from their aromatherapy. The CDC has been investigating a deadly bacteria outbreak linked to a brand of aromatherapy spray that was imported from India but sold here in the U.S. at Walmart. In October, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission had to alert the public that Walmart was recalling the Better Homes and Gardens essential oil-infused aromatherapy room spray with gemstones. Why? There was the presence of Burkholderia pseudomallei, a deadly bacteria that causes melioidosis. Now, we've talked about melioidosis. That's a bad one. It is a fast, lethal disease. And the New England Journal of Medicine described four cases, two adults, two children who were sickened upon exposure to this aromatherapy. All were hospitalized. One adult died and a child died. The other child recovered but was wheelchair-bound and nonverbal after their hospitalization. The fourth patient, who was an adult, did recover from encephalopathy and pneumonia, but does have long-term confusion and osteonecrosis of the hip. So when the study authors tested items that patients had been exposed to, they found after whole genome sequencing analysis that the isolate came from the spray bottle. All four patients had the same strain. So they think that was the source of exposure. Walmart turned around and recalled 3,900 bottles in November that were sold at 55 Walmart stores. And this melioidosis, it's not common in the U.S. We see it in Southeast Asia, Australia. So when we saw it here, we knew something internationally, I guess, was brought in. Symptoms are fever, chest pain, cough, weight loss, nausea, vomiting, muscle aches, but it can cause brain abscesses, seizure, and brain infection. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.